As we come into the sitting practice, I'll just refresh you on some of those walking instructions so that when you're at home, you can try on those instructions as well. So the first instruction I offered you is to notice when you're walking that there's actually nowhere to go and there's no one to be. And you needn't be thinking about it, but you can perhaps periodically just offer up those words and just notice your experience. And you can do that with formal walking, and you can also do it with informal walking. I find the instruction very helpful if I notice I'm caught in rushing. Nowhere to go, no one to be. The next instruction was to notice how you're walking. Of course, we were simply doing walking practice and landing in our feet, in the bodies, that basic practice. So a wonderful way to gather the awareness, gather the attention. And so once having done that, then perhaps offering up nowhere to go, no one to be. And then from there, you may find it helpful to just suggest to yourself, notice how my walking is affected by the person in front of me. And so this is obviously an instruction for informal practice, especially in crowded places. Similarly, noticing how your walking is affected by the person behind you, how your walking is moved. Or you're moving about is affected by the whole crowd that you may be in. People on the sidewalk, the subway, the traffic. And then noticing how you are moving is affecting others. So those are walking instructions that speak to the third characteristic. So one of the pieces of the third characteristic, of the not-self characteristic, is appreciating that no one exists independent of anyone else. What Thich Nhat Hanh calls interbeing. And we'll do a little more work with that, with the sitting now. And gathering the awareness now into that sense of sitting, taking care of postures. Noticing that breathing is happening. Bringing intentions to open the heart mind in friendliness and interest to whatever experiences should show up. Letting the breath now be our home base, our anchor in awareness. Working with the breath however your mind, body, heart needs to work with it right now, whether that be at the nostrils, the throat, the chest, the belly, or whether it be a sense of the breath within the whole of the body. What feels easeful, restful for you, and yet also wakeful. Yeah. simply noticing body breathing. The breath arising, the breath passing. And gathering the awareness in the present moment over and over again when other experiences arise, noticing them, opening to them, perhaps tagging them, and then easing back to the breath. Gently gathering the attention back to here through breathing, again and again and again. As we sit with the awareness on the breathing, we can appreciate that breathing is simply happening. We can notice arising and passing with the breath. As we notice that breathing is simply happening, we can appreciate that the breath is not mine. It's simply nature unfolding. If you have the volition to try on not breathing, notice what will happen. Feel free to experiment with that. noticing how breathing is happening, just like the waves of the ocean, rising and falling. There's nothing we need to do to make the waves happen, and there's nothing we need to do to make breathing happen. It's just nature unfolding. So too, other experiences arise as we practice. Thoughts show up, emotions, various body sensations. Can you notice how they too simply show up as nature unfolding? We might help ourselves to appreciate that the thoughts and the emotions and the other sensations are nature unfolding if we try on one of my favorite magic mantras, which is, of course, which for me is like a little bow to the whole universe of conditions and causes that gave rise to that thought, that feeling, that sensation. Of course. Not that we're trying to figure anything out, but we're kind of inwardly bowing to the mystery of the multitude of causes that give rise to any experience. when we appreciate that experiences arise out of a multitude of conditions, we can know in that moment to not be quite so identified with them. We might know a little moment of freedom. And let yourself feel how that is, any of these little moments of letting go. Feel the freedom within the body, mind, heart. Don't rush back to the breath too quickly. So one of the ways to appreciate the not-self characteristic is to deeply notice how everything is conditioned, conditional. One thing is contingent on another. Noticing the breath. How is the breath right now? Is it pleasant? Is it unpleasant? Is it rather neutral? Of course. Of course. Feeling the conditionality of the breathing. another way to work with the not-self characteristic, as you continue noticing breathing and other experiences, is you might try on saying, this is not mine. This is not who I am. This is not myself. Don't worry about whether you believe it or get it. Just trying on that phrase and noticing your experience. So for example, when you've had some sense of, oh, of course, that thought or emotion or the breath like this, you might find it quite natural to say, yeah, not mine. And taking a little time now, if it feels right for you, to engage in the rain practice. There's something that has repeatedly come up during the practice, some thought, emotion, sensation, or some troubling situation going on. Giving yourself a few moments now to investigate it. So remembering the R of rain is to recognize. Often we will give it a label, a name. And the A is where we allow it to be here, really invite it in a little more deeply than simply labeling it. We vow, in a sense, that we won't push it away, that we'll open to it with our mindfulness and with a generous heart. And then we investigate the eye of rain, scanning through the body, feeling how the difficulty is showing up through the body. Perhaps investigating in one area in particular where it's strongest, or simply just noticing all the different sensations and how the breathing is. Investigating. And I also like asking myself, what am I believing as part of inquiry, investigation? What am I believing? Or what am I grasping? What am I holding on to? And again, you can bring whatever arises with those questions back to the experience in the body. And then noticing if the end of rain has simply shown up. Are you feeling not so identified? Not so caught up? Is there an appreciation that it's not always so, or it's not all of who I am? This is the not-self characteristic, the end of rain. And again, you might find it helpful with the end of rain to whisper silently to yourself, "Well, this is not mine. This is not who I am. This is not all of myself." And just see what you experience. Another end of rain that I like is naturally. Oh, naturally, or this is nature. And for those of you who've been quite sleepy during the practice, trying that on. Oh, this is nature. Naturally. When you feel that you've investigated enough, feel done with the rain practice, just resting in these last few moments, in a sense of sitting and breathing. Resting in being, just as we are. And hearing the poem again from Juan Ramon Jimenez, "I am not I. I am not I. I am this one, walking beside me, whom I do not see, whom at times I manage to visit, and at other times I forget. The one who remains silent when I talk, the one who forgives, sweet, when I hate. The one who takes a walk when I am indoors. The one who will remain standing when I die."